Welcome back to segment number two here on AM 1340 KXCO, talking about the Gary Philbert Classic. Jeff Anderson is here, the former Mexico High School Activities Director, current Activities Director, Brandon Schaefer, and the owner of Fluid Power Support, Mark Corman, in the house this morning. We want to bring Brandon into the conversation here and talk about this year's Gary Philbert Classic. There's been a change. It's going to be played just a little bit earlier this year. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Walt Duffin and I had a conversation about just moving the date. You know, with the middle of December, we always run into the Norm Stewart Classic, and some teams go to the Norm Stewart Classic, and it just creates a date conflict. And so I knew that there were a couple shootouts that had decided not to continue to go ahead and play that first weekend. And so I'm like, it's a good way to start the week. It's a good way to start the season for Mid-Missouri basketball. You know, there's not a lot going on that first weekend. There is some football here and there, so we might run into some conflicts there. But I just love that we can start high school basketball with the Fluid Power Support Gary Philbert Classic.
No doubt about it. Tell us about some of the teams involved in this year's Classic, if you will.
So we have our normal teams that we have about every year, Community. I'm a little biased towards them. Community grad, you know, Bob Curtis does a good job as the AD over there now. North Callaway is, they're always willing to come play here. They're going to be playing Macon, both the girls and the boys, so that'll be a good matchup. And then Van Far, you know, I'm a little biased towards them too. Their superintendent, Natalie Gibson, was a huge influence in my life, and so I love having them come in. You know, Pat Conaway does a great job, Heather Minter, their head girls coach. So the Van Far boys will be playing Calvary, the Van Far girls will be playing the Mexico girls. You know, we have a lot of good matchups of local schools that will bring good crowds, very passionate basketball fans, and that's what we want to see in our gym on the 23rd. And then finally, the last game of the evening is going to be the Mexico boys hosting the Hickman boys. You know, Craig Crawford always has a competitive team. They're fun to watch. They have a Brock Camp, I believe is his name, who's going to be pretty special. You know, so Coach Pappas is planning for that. You know, the Mexico girls, Van Far girls game, Van Far was young last year, so they're going to be very competitive. It should be a really fun game too as well. So a lot of good basketball games, a lot of fun.
What time does it open up?
Oh, yeah. It starts at 11 a.m. So we'll have Chamoy boys playing Community boys. That could be a district game. And that just starts at 11 a.m. and it just continues throughout the day, with the last game being at 8 p.m. So, right. Yeah, like Mr. Anderson said, it'll be a long day, but it'll be a good day. Yep.
Full day of basketball.
Full day of basketball.
Tell us about some of your favorite memories from Philbert Classic, some of those classic games that have taken place the last couple of years.
So I used to, before I was coaching at the high school or, you know, in my position now, I would run the scoreboard with my wife, and we were there all day. It was always a fun time. You know, just there's been a lot of competitive games. Coach Scanlon was always fun to watch on the bench, and so that was probably my biggest memory. It was, I can't mess up the clock. So, especially in that boys game. But, you know, this isn't a good memory for Coach Pappas, but I do remember a few years ago when we played Van Far. They were just nasty. They were fun. They could hit from everywhere, and that's the year they won state. And they came in and they beat us, and it was an upset, but ended up making us a better basketball team. So,
no doubt.
Lots of good memories.
Overtime, absolutely. And what about tickets? Can people pay at the door? Is it a digital ticket, or what kind of things can they do there?
They can pay at the door. It's $5 for adults, $3 for students. No passes for Mexico families, unfortunately, since this just goes to the Gary Philbert scholarship. There will be donations if someone chooses to do that. But yeah, pay with cash at the door.
All right, let's take our second break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to Mark Corman, and he is a big sponsor of the Philbert Classic this year, and we're going to do that in just moments on AM 1340 KXCO.